Rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, we got the Lost Ogle blog guy here, the guy who's editor-in-chief of the Lost Ogle. So if you want to know what's going on in town, you got to talk to Patrick Riley, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, he's tweeting something out there, too, isn't he? I'll tell you, it's a new day and age. We got to compete with alternative technology here. And how are you? Are you tweeting? Are you on Twitter, or what are you doing now?
I'm about to.
Yeah. That's cool. This is all for our own entertainment. I'm sorry we were broadcasting this.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's quite all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Lost Ogle, those of us who don't know what that means, what does that mean?
It's an obscure local social blog that covers Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I mean the Ogle part and the Lost part.
The Ogle? Well, the name was inspired. We have about 35 different brothers. They're called the Ogle Brothers.
Yeah.
And each one of them has their own opinion piece on the news. So they're Two Cents, The Rant, What Grinds My Gears, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And
all that type of stuff.
Yeah. So when we were bouncing around names for the website, we were like, well, to have an opinion in this town, you have to be an Ogle Brother.
Yeah.
And also like a Thor Viking type or something.
The Ogle itself, is there guys who ogle? Or is it a family name?
Well, I don't want to be sued by them sometime in life, so I can't really just say we're the Lost Ogle.
Yeah.
So if you're from out of town, you can call it Ogle, and that'll hold up in a court of law if they ever sue me for something.
All right, so I didn't answer that question nicely.
Yeah, I dodged that one.
I thought. And you cover everything. A lot of it, of course, is opinion stuff, but you're also kind of like, you're everywhere, it seems like.
Yeah, it's kind of, I have a lot of interests, so we just kind of cover all those. It's kind of satirical journalism, I guess, is how I describe it.
Okay. But it's for real, actually, because you're talking about real people.
We talk about real people and usually make fun of them, and people get mad at me, and some people like it. Does anyone here like it? Anyone here ever?
Yeah. They love you.
That was cool.
Wow. That's me. So I just picked something at random here. This is like June 2014, and I thought maybe we'd just go through some of these, and you can tell me your take on them. Like June 2014, Mary Fallon needs help naming her new dog Trooper. Explain.
To be Mary Fallon's dog, you probably need to be a trooper. You got to be able to, deal with that. I love our governor. We get along really well. So.
Okay, so I'm not going to get anything out of you. Either you know what he's talking about or you don't, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have a new dog? No.
She does have a new dog.
Yes. And
he should be called Trooper, but she named him Oki.
Okay.
Oki, which is, I don't like the term Oki. I think it's like derogatory towards Oklahomans.
Okay. What about this? Wendy Suarez likes to swim.
Who likes what, huh?
Wendy Suarez likes to swim.
Yeah, I don't. We also,
all right.
We cover the local news media, too.
Yeah. This guy thinks Frank Lucas is a genetically engineered robot.
Yeah, we had a guy who ran for Congress, and he thought the Congressman Lucas literally was a genetically engeengineered robot, but made by Russia.
Literally.
Somebody sent it to me, and I thought it was a joke. I'm like, okay, I don't get this guy's analogy, but he was being serious.
Okay. And you talked with him then? Was there?
I did not want to talk to the guy who thinks another guy's a robot.
Okay. 10 things Janet Barisi can do to kill some time. Fill me in on this.
Okay, Janet Barisi. She is soon to be the former state school superintendent for Oklahoma. she is about as popular as Ebola and ISIS all in one. She's a Republican who was state school superintendent, and she finished third in the primary, which is kind of funny.
How is that possible?
She's not very good at her job, I don't think.
Yeah.
She wanted to flunk all the third graders in Oklahoma, and parents of third graders had a problem with that.
Oh, and third graders.
I don't think they cared. I mean,
they probably didn't.
I wish I could have done third grade twice.
Yeah. So they're going to test him out or something?
It was like that test. If you failed, you were going to, I think it was like 80% of third graders were going to be held back or something crazy like that. So.
Okay. Emily Sutor?
Oh, Emily Sutton. Yeah.
Sutton. Oh, yeah. Can't read it. Emily Sutton.
She's a weather princess.
Oh, the weather. The storm, one of the cloud, tornado.
We love weather in Oklahoma.
Yes.
We have Gary England is kind of like the Lord England.
Didn't he retire, though?
Lord England, well, he never really retires. He's always kind of like the Holy Spirit, or he's just kind of He's always with you.
Like he takes off his coat, you know something bad is coming, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When he takes off his coat, you just drive away. You know, you're just like, you know, bad things are happening.
All right, and then we have the Tuttle Little League Cheer is having a gun raffle.
Yeah, some little league, they had like a little cheerleading squad. They decided to raffle off guns to benefit the cheerleading squad. We just thought that was interesting. That was a good little news tidbit, I guess.
All right. Mary Fallon, well, she's in here a lot, yeah. I guess, received her first marriage proposal at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. Yes. she's been married several times, and her first husband proposed to her. As the newspaper write-up said, he gave her the proposal in the grotto of the Playboy Mansion. That's not an Onion headline. That's a real thing.
In the what?
Grotto? Is it grotto? Is it the little grotto? Hey.
Well, no.
Hey.
But in the Playboy Mansion, it might be a grotto is what I'm thinking.
Right.
Okay. So she didn't accept this one, or
she? No, she did. She got married. Yeah, the first time, and enough about her.
Okay. Steve Lackmeyer's boombox.
He's a local business reporter that we like to kind of. He's one of my frenemies. I like Steve Lackmeyer. He's obsessed with old buildings in downtown Oklahoma City.
Okay. James Lankford, T.W. Shannon, master debaters. Maybe master debaters? Is that?
Yeah, they had a debate and they mastered it pretty well.
You got to give me a little more on that.
Well, I mean, it's. I think the headline says it all. Really, I mean, they.
Okay.
You should meet James Lankford. I think you all would get along really well.
Yeah. Okay. So far, I know nothing of what you're talking about, but I'm trying to understand.
We like to keep it local. I mean, if you're from Wisconsin, right? Yeah. You're not going to really understand all that, which is.
I know, but you're on the show here. I got to do something with you.
I thought you were going to ask me trivia questions.
No, I don't care about trivia. My life is trivia. Jolene Chaney is moving to Channel 9.
Yeah, so we cover the news media a little bit, but when I think of local TV news, I think they're more about style than they are actual substance. So when we cover the news media, we really just care about their style and what they look like and stuff like that, and we'll report that news.
And Jolene, what is her style?
She has a really good style.
She gets style.
She does a good job. She's not. I really can't talk too much about it. I don't want the police to call me and start following me around and stuff. So I can't. Comment on Jolene Chaney for some reason.
Are the police involved with Jolene Chaney? Is she married to a trooper or something? Or?
Actually, I think she is.
Yeah.
In all, I didn't really.
Okay, so we're getting somewhere finally.
It's you made it in Oklahoma when you've been involved with someone in law enforcement, apparently.
Okay. Some people are panning for gold in hardware stores.
They're doing what?
Panning for gold in hardware stores. What's not clear about that?
I don't remember that one.
Okay, forget it then.
I was drunk when I wrote that.
Some guy rubbed one out in the middle of a Tulsa Walmart. A doobie?
It's not a lot to do in Tulsa.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
You don't like all the other headlines there?
Well, there are a lot of them about Mary Fallon, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a high heel fight in Penn Square Mall.
Yeah, I just think people got in a fight. Somebody hit someone else with their shoe, something like that. It happens all the time.
About that 1,000 bulletproof tornado blanket.
Some entrepreneur invented a bulletproof tornado blanket, as opposed to building shelters in schools, which would be like, hey, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
We're in Oklahoma. Let's put storm shelters in schools.
Yeah.
He came up with the idea to make bulletproof tornado blankets. That I guess will protect us from
kids can wear.
Yeah,
that's like our nuclear. Back in the day when there was going to be like a nuclear disaster any day, we had to do the duck and roll, and we used to kneel at the wall, and you put your parka over your head. That protects you from almost any nuclear disaster you can imagine. Not so much the H bombs, more the A bombs.
You're still here today too.
I'm still here today, and I don't have the parka though. So if it happens again, I'm in trouble. Friday night in the big town, Red Earth, Sundance, and the Rhythm on the River, and that's probably just something that happened, right?
Yeah, we have to make, we sell those things to advertisers to make money.
We had an Uber fight. So is Uber happening here in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, we have Uber now. Yeah. Of course, the city's trying to kind of regulate it. But I think that was about a driver got in a fight with some drunk people. And of course, that's like headline news, you know, big deal when the experimental, you know, ride sharing service, the driver gets in a fight with some drunk people.
Yeah. Do they have that Airbnb thing too, where you can?
I don't think so. No. Air what?
Whatever it's called, you know, the one where you can actually rent out your house or room.
Oh, okay. And, yeah. People can do that. I think it's kind of creepy though.
Okay, it's kind of creepy. This happy lady chased her boyfriend around a fire station with a wrench.
Just once again, regular, everyday occurrence here in Oklahoma.
Yeah. What about stealing a one-ton marble statue from a home in Edmond?
Yes. So apparently, do you know who Anita Bryan is?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess she has like an astronaut husband or something. I don't know. Somebody stole this really large, gigantic, tacky 5-ton statue or something from their yard, and then they went to the local news.
Was it a statue of Anita Bryan?
No, I can't remember what the statue was, but we didn't even know it until like they're on the news. Like, you know, there's Anita Bryant on the Channel 4 News talking about these hooligans that stole their gigantic statue.
And she lives in Edmond?
She lives in Edmond, yeah. Oh, we have a lot of really good Oklahoma citizens here in Oklahoma City, in Edmond.
Barry Trammell, king of travel bloggers.
He's a local sports columnist, and I believe, may have been, when is this, June? I think it's maybe when the Thunder. Yeah. Don't make fun of the Thunder, by the way. I mean, come on.
I didn't say anything.
It's the only thing we have.
I didn't say anything.
We have a basketball team.
What did I say?
And team pregnancy. Those are like the only things
look,
we
look
have.
Look, just tell me.
In Oklahoma.
Okay. All right. I really wasn't. I'm very, you know, Kevin Durant, I think, is probably the best player in basketball. One of the best ever. It's too bad he's not playing. Restaurant review, farewell. Conservative Christian edition.
I think that's every Monday morning. One of my writers, Marissa Mohi, she's really good. She goes through like the local Twitter, you know, verse, whatever, and highlights interesting tweets from people, and that was her theme.
And I see more recently, Bill Hader got a lot of flack for what he said about Tulsa.
I kind of agreed with him. So I think we were kind of. You know, he said he grew up in Tulsa like an idiot in some book, right?
I heard him. He said it on TV. I mean, I think when he was hosting SNL.
I think it was like probably a reference to a book I never read or something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
To update us now, what's going on right now, just off the top of your head, and some of the things you're covering at the moment?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and I never really have a good answer because I usually don't start writing for the, you know, till the night before. Yeah. I really don't plan things out or anything. Yeah. That's why I think content's all over the map.
Yeah.
So
what did you most recently file?
Most recently filed?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You know, one thing that we just declared our champion in our state fair photo contest, which is kind of like People of Walmart, only with corn dogs and like carnies and just, it's the Oklahoma State Fair.
Yeah. Are you covering the furry people convention?
Yeah, the furry convention. Yeah. I wrote about, there's a big furry convention this weekend in Watonga.
In Watonga, of course.
Yeah, which is Romanos State Park. And I actually didn't go to that to come here today. So.
Oh, you didn't? You still get out there. Right?
I think when I wrote about the post, I confessed that I was Chuck E. Cheese when I was 16. Then after that, and I'm not, don't judge me, please. It was just, I got paid. It was my first minimum wage job.
There is a Chuck E. Cheese? You mean really one of those?
Yeah, I mean, I was a kid. I was dancing around. I say happy, you say birthday. Happy. Happy. Clap your hands. And stomp your feet. And, like, I would dance around the mouse costume doing that.
Oh,
my parents are really proud of me that I was able to overcome these things. And,
And is this published at all in hard copy form? Or it's all online?
No, it's all. I can change it if it's online. So I don't want it to be, like, you know, published. And it really doesn't work that way because it's more, like, about current events and, you know, stuff like that.
Were you originally a actual legitimate newspaperman?
No. I actually worked in marketing and advertising.
Yeah.
And I created this website one day, just kind of got bored, thought it would be a fun thing to do. And somehow it's now like my job. So
taken off.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for making nothing clear about what's going on in Oklahoma City and Edmond and everywhere else. The Lost Ogle, Patrick Riley. Check it out online, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll find out some of the details. Thank you very much. Patrick Riley.